Now, we tend to think of science as antithetical to religion, but go to the Vatican and you'll find that science and religion get along pretty well, and have done for centuries.
Astronomy is a great way to use science to introduce people to the idea that there's more to life than your immediate day-to-day needs, and that's what religion tries to do as well.
That's Guy Consolmagno, Brother Guy, as he's known. He's a Jesuit priest. He's also the unofficial astronomer-in-chief at the Vatican Observatory. Wait, I hear you say, the Catholic Church has astronomers on its payroll? 12 of them, according to Consolmagno, and the church has been paying scientists to look at the stars for a long time.
The whole history of the observatory goes back to the reform of the calendar, but we don't have to do that anymore. That was solved in 1582. Today, we exist simply to be assigned to show the world that the church not only embraces science, but it supports science. It pays for science. Science is a good thing. And the people we have to give that message to more often than not are the religious people, because I found most of my fellow scientists know that already.
The church, of course, has a long history with astronomy, and that includes plenty of mistakes, Consolmagno admits. Just think of Galileo. He was condemned by the Vatican for asserting the Earth revolves around the sun, not the other way around. Yes, there are points where Catholicism and science have fought bitterly. Interestingly, though, for someone who has spent his career looking into a telescope, today was Consolmagno's first total solar eclipse. Yep, left his base at the Holy See for a few minutes in the lunar shadow in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. The town, which sits smack dab on the path of totality, has nicknamed itself Eclipseville. Brother Guy says you don't have to believe in God to appreciate the wonder and beauty, not to mention the science of a solar eclipse. But he does find spiritual meaning in this purely astronomical event.
If you accept that this is the God that we've encountered, in the history of Scripture, and you look at the universe already knowing that whatever is going on out there, that is the expression of this God, then whatever you find out there is a way of learning something about God. The fact that this eclipse is so beautiful, the fact that it's even possible, it's a remarkable coincidence that the moon happens to be in the sky almost exactly the same size as the sun appears in the sky, so that the one can completely block out the other without blocking out too much or too little. Now, is that, proof of the existence of God? Of course not. It's a coincidence. But maybe it's a divine coincidence. It's just one of those lovely tricks of the universe that has to make you smile.
By the way, if you're like me, stuck inside all day, missing that divine coincidence, don't worry. There's another total solar eclipse sweeping across America in 2024. So now is the time to put in your request for time off.